That almost sounds like, you know, some of the girl groups from the early 60s, like the Shirelles or something.
The Chiffons.
Yeah, the Chiffons, yeah.
They're close.
Really? Who is this, Jazzy?
This is a group called The Honey.
The Honeys.
The Honeys.
Oh, well,
that was
of course.
Clever. We're surfing down the Suwannee River.
Of course like we are. Well, and you get another nickel again. I have no idea who the Honeys are, but they're a sweet-sounding group anyway. So, Mr. Suwannee.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well and enjoying summer at the end of September.
Yeah, I know.
We're now into fall officially as of 3:02 on Friday.
Well, and so the good news is that the weather's been so beautiful. The bad news for me personally is my hay fever, and Jasmine, I think, the same way.
Oh, allergies producer, creeping up on
right,
you?
Allergies.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, so that's the one side. But, and the other is some things we ought to be aware of. So, bats. You heard me right, bats. So the insects have lasted longer. And we should thank bats every day for eating those insects like mosquitoes. But while we should use and need to use heartworm prevention for our dog all the time, transmitted by mosquitoes, we should do it 12 months a year anyway. For sure, I hope you're doing it now. I will tell you, I was out 2 days ago, and I don't exactly know how or when it happened, but I got a couple of mosquito bites. So they're definitely still out there. So.
And with this warmer, humid weather, yeah, they'll continue to be out there.
Yeah, and what they're waiting for is more rain, actually, to reproduce even more. Thank you, Mr. Suwannee.
You bet.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this is a particular honor this morning. We've tried to do this for a while, Dana Hilton.
At least a couple of years.
Yeah. So Dana Hilton is known for traveling around the country. And you can watch this if you'd like. You're obviously, if you're listening to me, you're listening to me. So you're hearing me say this. But you can go to WGNradio.com and click on Watch Now and see what we're talking about. We're talking about there's a very special friend in the studio. Her name is Molly. And Molly has a very special purpose traveling with you around the country. I'll let you talk about that, Dana.
Well, Molly and I are with the Keep Kids Fire Safe Foundation. That is a foundation, a nonprofit that I started 9 years ago in memory of my good friend Sparkles, the fire safety dog who passed away. And I wanted to do something to help continue Sparkles' legacy. So started the foundation, and Molly and I do what we can to help reduce fire-related deaths and injuries in innovative ways.
You do, and we'll talk about some of those innovative ways. Some are not so innovative, if you will. You simply traveled and talked to children, school children in particular, all over the country. How many miles did you say you log a year?
At least 25,000 miles.
And that's a lot of school children that you're reaching. So
yes.
This is before your time, but there was Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
And there was then I think it was campfires, they called it, that they were most interested in preventing. You are the new Smokey the Bear, or Molly, the fire safety dog.
There you
who
go.
Somewhat appropriately is a Dalmatian. So what are the messages that you convey to kids?
Well, there are several messages that we do like to convey to kids, some that are important. And actually, Steve, it doesn't matter. We Skyped with children in Sri Lanka a couple of weeks ago, and it's interesting how those safety messages, whatever country you live in, whatever language you speak, they're basically the same. So Molly and I share the importance of having an escape plan and knowing what to do in case of fire, practicing that plan, having a working smoke alarm, as well as the importance of having a meeting place and getting out and staying out.
Now I want to talk about those things because if you communicate those messages, is an emergency plan in general, even if there's not a fire, a part of this? So it could be a flood, a hurricane, a tornado, even a gas leak in your community, not necessarily a fire.
Absolutely. Molly has many, many of her fans and young friends that develop a plan for different types of emergencies. For example, we're from Arkansas. We have a lot of tornadoes down there, a lot of tornadic activity.
Well, lately it seems as though the weather is changing a bit. You're going to have hurricanes there if you're anywhere near the coast.
Who knows? I mean, weather is getting very unusual. But we do also find that children with their families will also devise a plan according to what specific type of activity could happen or disaster could happen. So,
and I'm asking all of that because, of course, it's been in the news, you know, and it seems as though, in general, the families that had plans and thought about getting out with everybody, including the pets,
right,
incidentally, were more successful. And part of that plan is, okay, where can we go with them, with everybody, whether there are pets in the family or not? Where do we go from here? What do we do? I'm not talking about fires so much in this instance, but I am talking about other types of emergencies where you need to go somewhere if you have to leave, but you may not choose a shelter as your first choice.
Yes, it's definitely important to have a plan for whatever contingency might occur. And so the people, you're right, if you are prepared, then you know exactly what to do in case of that particular emergency. The same goes with fire, having a plan, knowing what to do. Many times fires happen in the middle of the night. And so you have to, if you're woken up from your sleep from a smoke alarm, you may be a little disoriented. But if you have a plan, you know exactly what to do, you know, and if you practice that plan with your kids, you know exactly what to do. So that fire, a home can totally become engulfed in flames. I don't know if you know this, Steve, but it can totally become engulfed in flames in as little as 2 to 3 minutes.
Mm.
So that doesn't give you a lot of time to get out. But if you do have your plan, even with your pets, if you have your plan and you've thought about it ahead of time and you know what to do.
And practice
your plan. That's
now,
right.
Is this tougher to talk on the radio where you think you're mostly talking to adults or to reach out to kids? Do kids get it maybe more than mom and dad do?
You know what is so interesting is that many people tend to think that fire will never happen to them. So it's
something they don't put high
priority. But we do find that when we do visit with children, especially with Molly, you would be surprised. I could stand up and talk about fire safety all day. But when we get Molly involved, then the children really listen. And what's a benefit with that is they take those messages that they've learned from Molly. They take those home to their parents, go over that with their parents and share with them what Molly shared with them. And then they have a plan and they know what to do.
Talk to me about fire alarms.
Smoke alarms are super important. And here in the United States, believe it or not, we're really lucky. When we Skype with other countries, many of the children don't even know what a smoke alarm is.
Hmm.
But a smoke alarm gives you that extra time that you need to get out. It gives you that early warning so you know what to do and you can get out quickly. So it's important to have a smoke alarm on each level of your home. Outside each sleeping area. And it's important that your children know what the smoke alarm sounds with. So practice it with them and let them hear what it sounds like. And then maybe in the middle of the night, have a fire drill and everybody practice what they have learned, what they've said they were going to do in their plan. And not only practice it just with your immediate family, but if you have family or friends that come over and stay with you, share your plan so they know it as well.
Interesting. I have a technical question for you.
Sure.
Why do batteries of smoke alarms always run out at 3 a.m? They never run out at 3 p.m, you know?
Well, you know, you can get batteries, lithium batteries, which will last you about 10 years.
So let me ask you, so do you recommend that? Or do you recommend batteries that you know you're going to change every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every New Year's Day, whatever it is that works
for you and your family. But then even then, even if it's, okay, I'm going to do this every Thanksgiving, people still forget.
Right. I would recommend they have smoke alarms that have a 10-year battery in them.
That's better.
And that's a better. Also, it's really important that people think about getting their smoke alarms interconnected so that if one smoke alarm goes off, it will go off in another part of a house and then everybody can hear that smoke alarm. So I would suggest maybe learning a little bit more about smoke alarms, or if people are interested learning more about how to keep safe. You can follow Molly's page, and there's plenty of information out there on the web and on the foundation's website. But smoke alarm is really your best bet as far as being able to get out quickly. And So
we have several texts that have come in. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. Or you could text us 312-981-7200. And one of those texts, I was going to ask you about this anyway. Text is too long for me to read, but here is my version, sort of mixed with their version of the same question. And that is, it's interesting how dogs themselves can detect fire and save lives, because their nose, of course, gets it before we do. So we'll eventually smell the smoke, even at 3 a.m, maybe not, is the problem if it's 3 a.m. Sometimes you said how quickly it happens, and by 3 a.m, we may not notice it, you know. But even 3 p.m, if it's another part of the house, the dog will know before we know.
It's amazing how intuitive dogs are. And I'm not sure why that is, as far as, I think you said, like they said, they can smell this and they can sense that there's something going on.
Oh, their sense of smell is 40,000 times what ours is.
It is amazing how many stories I hear of dogs, and I'm sure you have as well,
yeah,
of dogs that have helped save their owners. It is absolutely amazing, the number of hero dogs out there.
Yeah. Dana Hilton from Hilton Hotels. Is that right?
No relation.
You're not staying at one? You don't walk into a Hilton and say, look,
no,
I'm a Hilton. Here's my card.
I wish. Then it would be a lot easier on our nonprofit to travel, but unfortunately, no.
Well, you get good support. State Farm, I know, is one of your supporters, and I support them because when they insure for homeowners insurance, they don't think about breed of dog as being all that important. And you know what? It isn't all that important. So that's the right thing. 12 minutes now before 7 o'clock on WGN. Much more to talk about with Molly. We have to talk to Molly.
Yeah.
Molly, can Molly say something really fast, do you think?
Molly, can you say hi to everybody? Say good morning.
All right. So what? There we go. Kind of picked it up. All right. So we'll have Molly say more. Maybe host the show when we come back. This is WGN. Dana Hilton is here with Molly, the fire safety dog. Molly looks up because I'm just saying her name. Keep kids fire safe. That's what you're all about. We talked about lots, but what we kind of went over really fast, I mentioned that Molly Skypes. And I've got to explain that, I think. I can't. You can.
My fire safety dogs have been Skyping since 2010. We've Skyped, as you mentioned, with 24 different countries and 44 states in the United States. And basically, we just share. We have a lot of fun with our Skype program. It is free, thanks to our corporate partner, State Farm. And we would love to Skype with any schools out there, if there are any teachers listening. We have a very interactive program. Molly and I share some fire safety tips. We sing some fire safety songs.
Oh, really?
We even make kids junior firefighters. So we have a great time. And actually, Molly has Skyped. You're not going to believe this, Steve. If we were to have got to get in our truck and to have gone to all the schools that we have Skyped with, it would be to the moon and all the way back.
Wow.
That's how many virtual miles we have Skyped. So Skype is a very effective method for us, and we love to Skype with your listeners.
Why are you in Chicago? I'm glad you're here. And clearly you're only here for my radio show, but I suspect maybe not. There's more.
Well, we love Chicago. It is our favorite city to come to for a variety of reasons. We are going to be doing a fire safety event at Sears headquarters with our good friends from First Alert. Also, Molly is going to be visiting Engine 18 Chicago Fire. That is where, for those of you that may not know, that is where they do some of the filming of the TV show Chicago Fire. Molly is a huge fan, so
of
we
course.
Go by and see the firefighters every time we come to Chicago. And we have just all sorts of fire safety related events that we're going to be doing here. We love Chicago.
How did you get involved so passionately? I mean, you could have been involved in rescuing dogs. That's what typically people who sit in that seat, or cats, talk about, which is great. Fire safety, not everybody does. What piqued your interest in the first place?
Well, I'm actually a volunteer firefighter
well, of course,
in Arkansas.
Of course.
And when I realized that Arkansas was third in fire-related deaths and injuries,
really?
I wanted to do something that could that could help change that unfortunate statistic. Long story short, I adopted a dog. Her name was Sparkles. I asked her to crawl for me. She crawled. And I thought, you know what? Dogs can help me share fire safety. And
well, that's how to get out of the house, right? To crawl out.
To crawl
is that
low
why?
And how to get out. And she actually helped save the lives of 7 children and 2 adults who were involved in actual fire-related situations. Hmm. So what I call that is the power of the paw.
Can most fire deaths be prevented?
Absolutely. Most can. Hmm. And it's just a matter of doing things that are smart, doing a home safety check in your house. Also, like we had talked about earlier, knowing what to do in case of fire. And remember to practice that plan.
Sounds good. Back with more. Dana, how do people learn more about your program and your foundation?
You can learn more about the Keep Kids Fire Safe Foundation by visiting www.keepkidsfiresafe.org. And Molly would love to be your friend on Facebook, and you can find her at Molly the Fire Safety Dog.
Excellent. Thank you, Dana, for coming in.
Thank you so much. Can you tell Steve thank you? There we go.
Okay. So that's good. That's an intro to the news that Dave Schwanee usually doesn't get.